Marcus Sahaba Online Radio
Empowering the Ummah
Sahar ka waqt tha masoom kaliyan muskurati thi Sahar ka waqt tha masoom kaliyan muskurati thi hawaaye khair maqdam ke tarane gunati thi hawaaye khair maqdam ke tarane gunati thi abhi jibril bhi utre na the kaabe ke minbar se ke itne mein sada aayi ye abdullah ke ghar se mubarak ho shaye had do sara tashreef le aaye mubarak ho muhammad mustafa tashreef le aaye maula ya salli wa sallim مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً آباداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً آباداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the midday show with myself brother Suleiman Isub every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45 today being the 15th of Rabi'ul Awal 1446 corresponding to Thursday the 19th of September 2024. It is Thursday and inshallah tonight after Maghrib Salah, it will be the eve of Yawmul Jumu'ah. And just another reminder that one should increase the durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. So once we must increase our durood and our recitation on our durood, and not only on a Thursday, but we should increase it on a Thursday and on a Friday. But during the day or during the week, inshallah, we should try and read as much the durood as we can. Ulama say that one should read a minimum of 100 durood. So inshallah, let us put it into practice, and I would it must come to me first, because I'm saying it to you and it's going to come to my ear first. So inshallah, I will practice on it first, inshallah. Those numbers again, you can send your messages, are 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. So inshallah, let us begin with our recipe segment. And our first recipe is going to be for a savory waffle. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For the waffle, you're going to need 1.5 cups of flour. 1.5 cups of flour. You're going to need 1 egg. You're going to need 1 egg. 1 cup of milk. If the mixture is too thick, then you can add a little more milk. 1 cup of milk. And if the mixture is too thick, you can add a little more milk. Then 1.5 teaspoons of bicarbonate soda. I'm assuming the 1.5 teaspoon bee powder is bicarbonate soda. 2 tablespoons of melted butter. 2 tablespoons of melted butter, 1 pinch of salt, 1 pinch of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, and parsley. So those are the ingredients that you will need for the waffles. So inshallah, we're going to just repeat that the recipe or the ingredients. You're going to need 1.5 cups of flour, 1 egg, 1 cup of milk. And if the mixture is too thick, then add a little more milk. Then 1.5 teaspoons of bicarbonate powder. Okay, so the listener says it's baking soda. So 1.5 teaspoons of baking soda. 2 tablespoons of melted butter. 1 pinch of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And parsley. Then you're going to mix all together. Mix all these ingredients together and make a batter. Mix all the ingredients together and make a batter. Then you're going to rest for a while and make waffles in your waffle maker. If you have a waffle maker. Then there's more ingredients here. Okay, so this is for... baking powder, not soda. Okay, so that baking powder, it's 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. Oh yeah, because I said bicarbonate powder. So it's baking powder. So it's 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. Then, your next set of ingredients, you're going to need 500 gram chicken fillet cut into strips. 500 gram chicken fillet cut into strips. 1 teaspoon of chili paste. 1 teaspoon of chili paste. 1 teaspoon chili powder. 1 teaspoon chili powder. 1 teaspoon crushed cumin. 1 teaspoon crushed cumin. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, and then you got your 2 tablespoons of butter again, then 1/4 cup of red pepper, 1/4 cup of red pepper, 1/4 cup of green pepper, 1/4 cup of green pepper, 1/4 cup of red pepper, 1/4 cup of yellow pepper. So 1/4 cup of red, green, and yellow pepper. 3 tablespoons of peri-peri sauce. 3 tablespoons of peri-peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 tablespoons of mayo, 1 teaspoon of barbecue sauce. 1 teaspoon of barbecue sauce. So those ingredients, you're going to need 500 gram chicken fillet cut into strips, 1 teaspoon chili paste, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon crushed cumin, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon chicken spice, 2 tablespoon lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, let's say 2 tablespoons of butter again, 1/4 cup of red pepper, 1/4 cup of green pepper, 1/4 cup of yellow pepper, 3 tablespoons of peri-peri sauce, 2 tablespoons of mayo, and 1 teaspoon of barbecue sauce. So those are the ingredients. Then you're going to add the spices to the chicken and marinate for 30 minutes. Add the spices to the chicken and marinate for 30 minutes. Heat the butter and fry the garlic and add the chicken. Heat the butter and fry the garlic and then add the chicken. Add 1/4 cup of water and cook until the chicken is tender. Add 1/4 cup of water and cook until the chicken is tender. Add the sauces to the chicken. Add the sauces to the chicken. Heat the butter and stir fry the peppers. Heat the butter and stir fry the heat the butter and stir fry the peppers. Remove and add peppers to the chicken. Remove, add the peppers to the chicken. Heat the waffle in a microwave for a few seconds. Heat the waffle in a microwave for a few seconds. Place the hot mixture in the center and garnish with basil, parsley, cheese, and this will heat until the cheese melts. So place the hot chicken mixture in the center and garnish with basil, parsley, cheese, and heat until the cheese melts. So that was the recipe for the savory waffles. Inshallah, our next recipe is going to be for mutton akni. So inshallah, we're going to be doing a mutton akni recipe. So you're going to need 1 kilo of mutton. 1 kilo of mutton. 1.5 tablespoons of ginger garlic. 1.5 tablespoons of ginger garlic. 2 tablespoons of salt. 2 tablespoons of salt. 1.5 tablespoons of chili powder. 1.5 tablespoons of chili powder. 3 tablespoons of dana jeeru. 3 tablespoons of dana jeeru. 1/2 a teaspoon of arad. 1/2 a teaspoon of arad. 5 tablespoons of lemon juice. 5 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1/2 a cup of sour milk. 1/2 a cup of sour milk. 6 tomatoes liquidized. 6 tomatoes liquidized. 2 onions. 2 onions. A pinch of saffron. A pinch of saffron. 3 cloves. 3 cloves. 5 ilachi. 5 ilachi. half a teaspoon of whole peppercorns, half a teaspoon of whole peppercorn, 1 teaspoon of whole jiru, 1 teaspoon of whole jiru, and 5 taj sticks. 5 taj sticks. Mix all together and marinate the meat. Mix all together and marinate the meat. Then you're going to boil 3 cups of rice with 4 tablespoons of salt. Boil 3 cups of rice with 4 tablespoons of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of arad. 1/4 teaspoon of arad. Then 5 potatoes cut in half. 5 potatoes cut in half and fry on low with a few drops of egg yellow. 5 potatoes cut in half and fry on low with a few drops of egg yellow. Put the marinated meat up in a pot. Put the marinated meat up in pot with some vegetable oil and ghee. When the meat is soft, add in 2 cups of frozen mixed veg. When the meat is soft, add in 2 cups of frozen mixed veg. Then you're going to add in your rice and potatoes. Add in your rice and potatoes and mix carefully and put to steam. And there you have a mutton akni recipe. If you don't know what to cook for tomorrow, there's an idea. Mutton akni for a Friday. And our next recipe is for a chocolate ganache cake. A chocolate ganache cake. So you're going to need 6 eggs. 6 eggs. 1.5 cups of caster sugar. 1.5 cups of caster sugar. 1 cup of oil. With regards to the previous recipe, 5 potatoes cut in half and fry on low with a few drops of egg yellow coloring. Nah? It is egg yellow coloring. Then you need 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. 1 teaspoon vanilla essence. 1 cup of boiling water. 1 cup of boiling water. 3 tablespoons of cocoa. 3 tablespoons of cocoa. 1 teaspoon of coffee. 1 teaspoon of coffee. 2 cups of flour. 2 cups of flour. 5 heaped teaspoons of baking powder. 5 heaped teaspoons of baking powder. 150 grams of ganache chocolate. 150 grams of ganache chocolate. 1/4 cup of milk. 1/4 cup of milk. And 30 grams of butter. So the ingredients is you're gonna need 6 eggs, 1.5 cups of caster sugar, 1 cup of oil, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 1 cup of boiling water, 3 tablespoons of cocoa, 1 teaspoon of coffee, 2 cups of flour, 5 heaped teaspoons of baking powder, 150-gram chocolate ganache, a quarter cup of milk, and 30 grams of butter. And for the method, you're going to beat the eggs and the sugar until it's white and fluffy. Beat the eggs and the sugar until it's white and fluffy. And in the oil and beat a little more. So you're going to beat the eggs and the sugar until it's white and fluffy. And in the oil and beat it a little more. Add vanilla essence. Add a vanilla essence. Mix the cocoa and the coffee in the boiling water and add to mixture. Mix the cocoa and the coffee in the boiling water and add it to the mixture. Lastly, you're going to sift in the flour and baking powder and mix well. You're going to bake at 180 degrees for about 30 minutes or until done. Bake at 180 degrees for about 30 minutes or until done. Then you're going to heat the milk in a saucepan. Heat the milk in a saucepan. Then you're going to add the butter. Add the butter. Mix until melted and then add in the chocolate. Mix until melted and then add the chocolate. And then you're going to stir until the chocolate is melted. And you're going to stir until the chocolate is melted. So that was the recipe for the chocolate ganache cake. And prior to that, we gave a recipe for a mutton acne recipe. And our first recipe was for a savory waffle. 27 minutes to 1 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to be going for our nasheed break. And when we return, we will be doing our daily discussion, inshallah, with myself and Maulana Zaid, inshallah.
Online radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله لا أعبد في الكون إلا الله ورسولي للبشر هدى بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين وأكلم ربي خمسا أطهر بدني بصلاة بوضوئي بركوعي بخشوعي دوما ألقى بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وأنمي مالي بزكاتي أطهره برضا الله للفقراء المساكين أعطيهم حقا لله خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين نفسي بالصوم أروضها وبحب الله أصبرها أتذكر إخواني الجوع بجنة ربي أذكرها بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين والحج وقوف وطواف حشر أصغر في الدنيا لغني وفقير لا فرق يكون أمام الله بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا
مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة
We've got about 12 minutes if you look at it because it's 20 but 18 minutes to 1 Central African time but our time we normally finish at around 12:45, 12:50 and inshallah we're going to be doing a topic that is very prevalent in our society you know and it's so bad now it's equivalent to nazar you know nazar is the evil eye right Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the evil eye is real and it is so real that it burns through it burns through dead wood That's how bad Nazar and evil eye is. We've got a question that came in, but inshallah we will forward this here through to Mufti Saab. And we'll see what answer he gives us, inshallah. But nevertheless, the topic that we're going to be discussing today is... The topic we're going to be discussing is jealousy. You know, our hearts have become so void and so, you know, it turned the other way, like it did a 180. That now we cannot see our own Muslim brothers happy. Rather, we want to say, hey, I hope and I pray and I hope. We actually say those words. We actually say those words that I hope and I pray that, you know what, he doesn't succeed in life. That's how dark and how jealous our hearts have become that we cannot see our own Muslim brothers succeeding in life. You know, our time will come when we will succeed. If we don't succeed in this world, then we will definitely succeed in the hereafter. That's where we are the most successful people. But obviously, we have to strive for the akhirat. Now, If we, and our Haji Yusuf Ali is here, he said he's greeting us. You know, Yusuf does a show with the kiddies, and I think, Yusuf, so I think the children closed the, or closing school, the schools are closing this week, Friday. But nevertheless, we go back to our topic. You know, Maulana, is Yusuf joining us? Is he joining us, Maulana? Maulana? Maaf, Maulana?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We're just trying to convince Yusuf Ali. It seems like he's having a seat now.
Okay.
So he's the right person because you want to speak about school holidays and all of that.
Okay, this is a special guest introduction. So we have to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Haji Yusuf Ali.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you. With the mercy and the blessings of Allah.
Ameen. 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 Ameen.
MashaAllah.
Yusuf, on a serious note now, right? Jazakallah khairan for joining us.
Ameen. Jazakallah.
You know, I always join your show now and again, right? And the only thing is fair that you join my show, right? The topic we're discussing, normally in the beginning of the show, maybe you're not sure of how my show works, right? So from 12 to 12:30, we have as a recipe segment.
Mm-hmm.
So we give our recipes, and then from 12:30 to 12:45, we discuss topics that are prevalent in our society and amongst our community, amongst our Muslim community, our ummah at large, right?
Mm-hmm.
So initially we did envy, we did hatred. Today is a perfect one, Yusuf.
Gee.
Why can we not see our own Muslim brothers succeeding? Why must we have that jealousy? The main thing is jealousy. We cannot see them succeed. We can't say, hey, you know what, mashallah, you know what, he's succeeding. Rather, we want to say, we actually use the words, Yusuf, that, you know what, I pray and hope that he has a downfall.
Inna lillahi.
We have come to such a point where we actually use those words. You know, you look at him with such evil eye and such jealousy in that your heart is so jealous that, you know what, why is he succeeding? Then you start saying, oh, you got daddy's money. Daddy's money. You know, they start using stupid terms like that, like, oh, you know what, he's become rich like this because his father's rich and everything. But they don't know the man's situation, whether he really worked hard for it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we start getting jealous that, you know what, why am I stuck in this hole? You know, we become so, our heart becomes like that, so hard and so black. You know, if we look at the next person with love and empathy, even though, you know, your time will come where you will also succeed. Maybe you're going through a bad patch, but that same bad patch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you too, for you to come back to Him.
Mm-hmm. Suleiman, I can give you a very uneducated answer, right? I'm not very...
We're not asking you from an educator's perspective. It's like how you and I speaking on a normal level, right? And we're like friends, colleagues.
No, 100%. Suleiman, let me, if I can just talk a little bit about the subject. It's a very nice subject. And unfortunately, it's a sickness in society. But this is, you see... The thing is with Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us so many answers through Islam. Number one, we all know none of you can truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, right? So this is, and it's not a Muslim problem. I think it's a societal issue where we find it everywhere. But Islam has taught us so much in terms of humility, wanting to see our Muslim brothers succeed. But then if you want to go a bit deeper, we're going to talk about what is success. Do we say that success is money? Do we say that success is this? I mean, if we're going to compare our lives to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived on the bare minimum. We want to, we always say, oh, I wish I was there at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But could we live that life? We are so embroiled in dunya, that some people may see dunya as success, where it really isn't. Dunya is a deception. Everything in this world, everything this in front of us, our cell phones, our cars, it's all a deception. And it's all what shaitan uses to take us away from deen. So if we're going to talk about success, we must talk about success being Allah Ta'ala being happy with us. Success being 5 times salah in the masjid. Success being waking up for tahajjud salah. So, you know, it's okay how us as society should look at it. It's okay if this person is not happy for the next person, about if a person is not happy for you or they want. Don't worry about that. Is all dunya things. At the end of the day, we are on this planet for the sole purpose of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're on this planet for the sole purpose of making Allah ta'ala happy so we can go to Jannah one day. Trials will come, tribulations will come. But now we are fighting on something which is dunya related. This person is not happy because this person has dunya. So if you're looking at this person to say, hey, I'm not happy that he has dunya, what do you want in yourself? You, number one, are looking down upon your Muslim brother because you want that same dunya, which means absolutely nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think this is where we must look at ourselves. Because at the end of the day, Brother Suleiman, yourself, myself, Mulana Zahid, when we stand in front of Allah ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, I can't tell Allah ta'ala, ya bat Suli. I can't tell Allah ta'ala, ya bat Mulana Zahid. I can't tell Allah ta'ala that. We are accountable for our actions. So we need to introspect, why are we in this dunya? And when we talk about success, unfortunately, through time, our love for the dunya has made our love for the dunya has changed the interpretation of success. Mm. Where success is no more the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success is no more passing away with the kalima on your lips. Success is now what you have. Success is how much you have. And people are now fighting over dunya, which makes absolutely no sense. Mm. Whereas we must uplift each other as Muslims. You know, whether you got a car, I know I got a skoro-koro compared to your guys' cars. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we must uplift each other to be better in deen. Uplift each other. If you want to get jealous, let's get jealous about Mulana Zaid. Mulana Zaid can relearn the Quran. He can read the Quran better than us. He understands the Quran better than us. Let's get jealous and say, we must become like that, inshallah, one day. And we work together like that. We must work like Sulaiman Isuf. He has this wonderful love for deen and always reading dhikr and pointed out my pink topi and everything, you know. This is the thing where if you want to get jealous for that and want to be like that. Allah Ta'ala bless that person. Allah Ta'ala bless you also. We are all in this world to please Allah Ta'ala. And we must work together to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How hard is life? Hmm. How hard is it where we have complicated life so much, where we have placed so much emphasis in the dunya that now we have forgotten about deen and we're hating on each other for trivial
reasons.
Hey, what are we doing to our deen, Brother Suleiman?
It's sad, man. Yusuf, it's sad, very sad. That's how we can't even see that muhabbat, give muhabbat. Because when you give a smile even, a person will think, oh, what does I want now? Simple thing, like, you know what, you give a smile, you want to talk nicely to the person, but then they think otherwise. See, because that muhabbat is not there in their heart. It's always like this person thinks of an ulterior motive. He always looks at the next person, that person has an ulterior motive, and he wants to gain something out of me. Mm-hmm. There's never a genuine communication and bond. Mm-hmm. He never has that love, like as a Muslim brother. Like, for example, I would phone a person A. I will have to answer 6-7 questions before he can actually say, inshallah, maybe, if I want to visit. Mm-hmm. He's never straight, yeah, no problem, you can come. Yet we know the person 3-4 years. He's not like a random person that you know him for 1 week. He got that long relationship with him. But still, that element of doubt is in that person's heart. Imagine you know a person for 5-6 years, but he still has that element of doubt when you pick up the phone and talk to him and say, you know what, I just want to come and visit you. Mm-hmm. He's going to ask you, why, what happened? Everything okay? Say, no, I'll come and talk to you. But now he's already got that element of doubt, not to say, okay, you know what, come through, we can talk. You want to come visit? Come. You must answer 101 questions before you can even give him an answer. And on that day, when that man gave you an answer that, yeah, I will be at home, but when you phone him, hey, you know what, Marv, I'm not around. But he don't have the decency to tell you, like a few hours earlier, that, listen, I'm not going to be at home today.
Maybe I can if I can give my opinion. Remember, I'm not as bright as you two guys, right? But for example, if we live for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether this person treats you badly or not, right? And this is a huge part where all of us need to adopt humility. If we feel, why did this guy do this to me? Who's me when we say me? It's okay if this person harms you. It's okay if this person says, you phone a person and you say, I want to come visit or something like that. Sorry, we speak like this in school, like, you know, school language. But, you know, you say, I want to come visit, and he says, for what? What you are doing? It's okay if they treat you like that. But at the end of the day, you remember me, we are nothing. So if a person talks down to you, I'm not going to say, who is he to talk to me like that? No, it's okay. Like, you know, sometimes people talk to you, but at the end of the day, you tell Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm visiting this person for your pleasure. If this person doesn't pick up the phone, if this person launches you at the last minute, at least you have that contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our relationship in this life must be our pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if that person did you down, this person doesn't want you to visit, no problem. I did my duty. Ya Allah, I did my duty to visit this person. I wanted to visit this person for your pleasure. Once we leave this thing, if I can just digress a bit, right? If a guy cuts you off on the road, you get angry. Yeah, why he did this to me? Why is it always, who are we? Who are we that I'm this main guy that nobody can do anything to me? We must be humble. We must be humble. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us humility so much. How didn't they treat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never said, how did you do this to me? I'm the final prophet. Never. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the final messenger. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most important person in this world. But he never said, me. Why did he do this to me? Never. So whatever we do, we must be kind from our side. Whether that person is mean to us, whether that person wants to harm us, we must be kind for our own humility. And inshallah, once you get that contentment, once you get that humility, Allah Ta'ala will place that contentment in your heart.
Hak. Mulana, we've got about 4 minutes left. Your parting words, your parting nasiha.
I think Yusuf Ali is just, he's really kept it on the bottle. So, mashallah. He's we need him, seriously. Every day, for the next few days of the holiday.
Yeah, but schools are closing, so I think you can come a bit early.
Everyone's picking up reports tomorrow. A lot of the urgent going to be happening.
So, gee, mashallah, Yusuf Ali came with this bright energy. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And good words shared there. And if you see the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that, look at those below you and do not look at those above you. And what Brother Yusuf Ali was exactly saying, that we always looking at those, comparing ourselves with those above us and seeing how we can reach them. You can just see in our family gatherings, this, that, drive past family gatherings or whatever, you see the cars outside, mostly all these SUVs and that, because why? We need to fit in, constantly trying to fit in. But let's change that direction and let's see how we can fit in amongst being the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't matter which car we're driving. It doesn't matter what's my financial status. And I'll end off with this. When we went to India, then we didn't understand Urdu then and that. And we went with this illness that you go to the villages sometimes and you see these poor people come and they speak to you. But you think to yourself, and that's what was unfortunately the reality, and many other, this is a disease in our hearts. You say, what can this person say? What does he know about real life and what does he know? But when the translator translates what he's saying, then you are looking at this person and you think to yourself, did this person say such a thing like this? So much of sense, so much of wisdom, so much of hikmah. So their words, hikmah, all of this, it doesn't take wealth, Many a time you find those, we're not criticizing those with wealth. Of course, you get those who are using their wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes you're getting those who don't have, but they need to put up this image that we do have. For what? Just to fit in societies. Why do we need to get to that? Lower yourself. مَنْ تَوَادَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ Whoever lowers himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah raises his status. جزاكم الله خيرا.
جزاك الله خيرا مولانا. الله تعالى يرد you في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة إن شاء الله. And we say جزاك الله خيرا to the listeners of Marka Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12.45 and 12.50, inshallah. Fi amanillah, remember to read Abundant Durur and Salam on our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until we meet again next week, Monday, same time, same place. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan
marhaba. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.